The Dame and Han Show. 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 The Dame and Han
and
Show.
Welcome.
Dave.
The Dame and Han Show.
Dave.
Han.
We don't need Han.
Episode.
Hold on. Is my microphone in the right spot? And I will not change it mid-show.
Stop touching that. E35.
What a nice number, eh?
It's the best number, actually.
How's it the best number?
It's a prime number.
It's not.
It's a square. It's a natural prime square.
Okay. That's the kind of show we're doing tonight.
Mathy.
So, let's first mention our sponsor. Okay?
What is it?
Today, episode 35, our sponsor is The Dave and Han Show.
We're sponsoring ourselves?
The Dave and Han Show is a hilarious, entertaining podcast. It's available on iTunes. Just look for Dave and Han.
It's
Han
kind of...
is H-W-A-N. Or you can go to the website, daveandhanshow.com.
It's like one of those infinite energy machines. We just constantly cycle ourselves.
I should get a bike.
And, yeah.
But, you could. Then I have to lock it up.
You can get a Bixie, which they renamed.
I'll have to pedal it. What? They steal them? What were you saying?
Oh, no, no. The Bixie company sold the Toronto Bixie Network to the Toronto Parking Authority or whatever that company that controls that.
Green Pea?
The Green Pea people.
Green Pea is great, great parking lots and something to see your doctor about. I like how it's both.
Green Pea and Ham is one of my favorite Dr. Seuss books.
What is your favorite?
Horton,
why are you thinking?
Here's a who.
Who here's a who?
Is this the bibs and babs we have going?
No, what's my bibble babble here? Oh, yes.
Wait, what's the thing I'm talking about when I say it's an engine that's self-sufficient? You know, it's infinite energy. What do they call it, though? There's a name? Something momentum?
A virtual machine?
No. No, it's not virtual.
Perpetual motion machine.
Perpetual motion, yes. That's what they call them. We are like a perpetual motion machine. We just give...
So we don't exist.
And our giving, in turn, makes us give.
What I'd give now for a drink. Oh, here's one.
Well done.
Bibble babble. Bibble. Is it bible babble or bibble babble?
I just thought you said you
what
had
are you doing?
One.
Why are you, you're... Don't go mute.
Why?
Remember there was problems once?
Okay, I won't mute.
Even on two... First we had the problems on three mics, but then we had a two mic disaster.
I think in the future we should have straws then.
Oh, so we can go... Okay, so this relates... What we're doing right now relates to my bibble babble.
Nice.
So what I've wrote down to remind me of what it actually is these simple four words. Yet again... Dot, dot, dot.
This punctuation?
Improve podcast... Question mark? Now, so here's, I guess, the pattern.
We talk about it, we think about what we should,
before
and then
we
never
do the
do
show,
it.
So I'm a bit tipsy. And then I go on these huge rants, and not rants, but huge diatribes. What?
Ew.
Oh, that's gross. what's that? No, a unitribe. It's only me talking. of
a
like,
tribe
how,
of one?
Because you know when you listen to real podcasts...
A tribe called Dave.
Like cognitive dissonance?
Yeah.
Do you listen to that?
I do. I haven't listened to the latest one.
But they got their... They've got all, like... It's kind of like us, right? But they talk about real issues.
Right. They
not
go
like,
through the paper.
Am I holding up a star or a circle? Who's psychic?
Like who's that supposed to be? Is that me or you?
That's
that voice.
Our third.
Or is that George?
Host who... Has not been available for the first 35 episodes.
Is that Goliath?
No, don't. Why? What? Oh, yeah, so
David
listen to their
Goliath,
show.
Don't you remember that show?
They're a great
show. It's like a Christian show.
let's not add Christians to this. But they have, like, it's just two fat guys like us talking about shit, right?
Well, speak for yourself.
I am.
Oh. two fat guys and an Asian?
It's a disgusting video. Two Asians, one fat guy? What? Okay, anyways, where were we?
So you're just bad. Oh, wait a minute.
So they're like two gents mucking about, talking, swearing, laughing, right? Similar to us. I do most of the swearing.
Okay.
You do the laughing, I do the swearing.
I do a lot of chuckles.
Yes. What are their names? It's Chuck, isn't that right? No, I'm thinking of How Stuff Works. I'm mixed up. Anyways, but they've got, like, they have these, like, audio clip intros to their segments, some often very funny, like religious based or something, right? They have like a voice line people call, leave messages. They have like intro music and explicit tag warnings. Why don't we not have that? Like, how many children have been corrupted listening to our podcast?
Zero.
Okay, I guess the explicit tag is in iTunes, doesn't have to be in the podcast. But anyways, but they got sound effects and I assume editing and everything.
What, you want to sex it up? That's what you're saying. You're saying our show isn't slick enough.
That is exactly what I'm saying. And
you want some bells and whistles? I was going to say burrs and whistles, but
we
can add those.
Our quote segments, unquote, are boring and stupid. Yeah, they entertain us for a few minutes because we're drunk. But to non-us, who's enjoying any of this? Like, yes, but
we have to get a listenership before we can even work on.
Okay, but why don't we? Don't we? Should we make a show that would entice listeners to be a ship?
So we're sailing on the podcast seas. And
I think that
we're sinking.
One reason why our show is so bad is because we don't put any work into it, like post production, right?
I put a little bit, but okay.
You do very little, but you should be doing more. I'm saying more should be done.
Okay, but I don't think having sound bites necessarily improves the podcast. I think actual having talk quality subject matter and interesting things to talk about, that would improve the show. Those who have discovered the joy of the Dave and Han show already understand it's like two regular Joes talking.
There's nobody, as far as I know, who listens to the show and likes it.
Why do you put it down so much?
Because I know we can do more. Like, we've been mucking about
frills and buzzes and like little jingles.
We were talking about two things.
Okay.
So far. First, I mentioned, like,
sound bites
and stuff that makes a show more entertaining, more cohesive, and, like, you know where you are. Okay. But more interesting content and more structure, like, you don't listen to the Geologic podcast, do you?
I don't.
That's just one guy, but he has, I don't know, it's, I'm going to try to, I'm
yeah,
not even.
Mr. Rob,
I didn't have much to drink this time.
Editing, he's in the industry of making sounds, so.
But we can make sounds.
Well.
I made a sound earlier when I was in the washroom.
Yes.
How tweet it is. What?
How many drinks have you had?
This is my one and a third. So hopefully I'll remember this, because normally by the next day I don't remember anything about me ranting about.
Well, if you recall, I actually, in the beginning, wanted to do all that stuff. I wanted to clean up the mouth clicks and all that stuff.
I folded my arms and said, no.
Yeah, you were against it.
We ain't
going
to do any of that, honcho.
You said the whole thing about this is that it's not, there's no effort. We just do it and then just put it online.
So that is recorded in a podcast.
Oh, so now you want proof of this. Just because it was said off the record means it never happened.
Was it off the record?
So it might be in on Gmail. It might be a text message.
But it wasn't on the show.
I don't know if it was on the show.
But you know, you remember it. You don't
I remember
know the
it
medium.
Happening. I remember me doing it. I remember you telling me to erase the file and saying, take it up down.
What? What file?
cleaned up version of the show that I worked on.
Oh, is that when you cut out farts and burps and sneezes?
Yes. I cleaned the sound of the show.
Did I mention that sneezes was the problem with the show, or that we needed more improved content, better format, and more sound effects and music things? Like you said, I already did what you were saying by removing sneezes and stuff.
I'm just saying.
Now I remember, though. At least I remember this whole thing.
No, I was saying that I was putting effort into the show, and you told me not to put effort into the show. You didn't want to edit anything. You wanted it to be clean, like exactly as it was.
Okay. When you say you were putting effort, what you mean was you were just cutting out unpleasant sounds.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was that quite effort, or just you just didn't like the un?
What?
I don't know.
You've fallen down a little logic hole from which I don't think you can climb out of.
Okay, so you're saying we should not add sound effects and music and make it more peppy. Do you think the show needs any improvement?
I totally agree. We could do more, but I think
we can get more
bang for buck by just having better prepared segments, by having stuff like interviews even, or topical items as opposed to just talking about.
Well, don't we generally have topical items?
No, yeah, sometimes. Sometimes we do.
Do we talk about sometimes a movie that came out 14 years ago or SARS? SARS was a movie, right? That was funny. Why didn't you laugh?
Well, okay, well, I guess we'll see the segments that we get through.
Okay, but this is going to take some meetings, you know, during the week, as we call the non-recording times. And planning and a whiteboard or a white piece of paper or a dirty napkin or something and discussion and, you know what I mean?
I see what you're saying. And it's not pretty. Okay.
It never is.
Well, if you want to.
And that was Bibble Babble, brought to you by The Dave and Han Show.
Well, we should add that if you, dear listener, have a suggestion, write it in.
Okay, how about this?
If you were listening, or Han at the David Han Show.
Okay, here's a thing, okay? When will this episode go up? Like in a few days? Or the way I work, a week or two?
It could be done in a day or two.
If you are listening to this right now, email us, dave@davidhanshow.com or Han.
I already gave the email addresses.
Hanshow.com, and I will email you $5. But it has to be within 24 hours after it's published to iTunes.
Well,
and only this
fair.
One time. Okay? So anyone who listens to this the first day, and they won't even, I guess they have RSS feeds, I will email you through Interact Email Money Transfer $5.
Wow.
Are not allowed to tell everyone about this.
What? I was just about to say, that's the most dangerous wager you've ever made. Fine, I won't tell anyone.
Okay. But here's the thing. If you listen to this after the first day, if you listen to this right now, I want you to send us an email, okay? And if you don't, bad things are going to happen to you for the next 7 years. I have that on good authority.
So you're a numerologist, too.
I'm a numerolatoric.
Stop.
Okay.
Shall we do our... Speaking of topical... How about we do our... What do we call this? Top list. Why don't we do our top list?
It's actually...
That's what we're calling it? Top list.
Top list.
Top list.
How about we're going top list?
Okay, going top... Let's just
going
say...
Top list.
Going top list. Going top list.
With a T.
So this week we're going to talk about this top list. Oh, I'm going to regret this name. Is about Earth Hour, which we had on Saturday night from 8:30 to 9:30.
Oh, is that when it was?
It's already passed. Yes.
Okay.
It was on Saturday night.
Well, there's one coming up in about a year.
So that's when they ask people to turn off all non-essential power and sit in the dark or whatever it is. Enjoy.
Now, most people just masturbate during this time, right? Is that how it works?
Let's not get into our list items until we're ready.
Oh, yeah, there goes my number three.
So, these are the top three interesting trivia.
It's not the top three. It's just three of the items.
Three of the items.
So that's supposed to be a top list. Like, the number one most interesting fact. No, it's just, here are three of anything, right?
We're three of anything list. Three interesting factoids. Factoids. Those are...
Don't. You're going to make a bad joke. I'm stopping you. Okay, good.
I was going to say I have some factoid intolerance, but...
Oh, I tried to stop you.
You tried. Yeah, I know. Okay, what... do you want to go first? What's your first fact about Earth Hour?
Mine are like...
What?
I think you're going to win, even though it's not a competition. My first interesting fact is that every Earth Hour is made up of approximately 60 Earth Minutes.
Yeah, I almost went there. Yeah, that's all right. My number one was energy usage among the homeless remained constant.
Okay. My number two is, despite immense public pressure, most life support systems are still not turned off during Earth Hour.
Wow.
I warned you!
You should have said no to the topic. Okay. My number two was, participants received an estimated 2.4 million hand jobs and hand job variants.
Wait, how did you ruin that at the end? Say that again?
Hand job variants.
Say that one more time, the whole one.
You, what? Why do you...
Did you say and hand job variants?
Yeah. Oh,
not variants, like C-E. Variants, T-S.
Yeah, variants. But it was already ruined because you said that thing about blowjobs.
I've never said anything of the sort.
Okay, well.
Another interesting fact about Earth Hour is enough energy was conserved during Earth Hour to power EarthHour.org's web servers for up to an hour.
That was the only witty one. My number three was no Earths were saved.
That was a good one. We came through on number three.
That was our going top.
Should
list.
That be our strategy? Like, tease them a bit with number one and two, and then just nail it home in number three.
Okay. I like to touch every base on a date.
Let's, for some reason, just jump to a celebrity quote.
Good, do it.
This is the Star Trek Captain Edition of Celebrity Quote.
Why? Was there recently a Star Trek movie?
No.
Did Gene Roddenberry come back to life?
As far as I know, no.
Okay.
I started thinking, like, another show theme where, like, Cheers or Facts of Life or Murphy Brown.
Recent shows.
But then I thought, no, like, let's do one... Not the cast. I think it's some recent cast ones. Recently, Golden Girls, another, like, new show. Okay, what do you have now? Your Melrose Place and your Dewey Decimal System
High? I have to say, I don't understand TV now. It's like reality TV, but, like, the worst, like, stuff no one would ever want to watch.
Okay, so my captains are Chris Pine. He's the new one. Patrick Stewart, he's the bald one.
Oh, so these are the actors,
and William Shatner, he's the really old one.
Classic.
So which of these three Star Trek captains, Chris Pine, Patrick Stewart, or William Shatner, said, I am William Shatner. No. said, I talk to myself, especially in the car. I do it to work through ideas, or if I'm pissed off.
Ooh.
Who's the car talker in the bunch?
See, I don't think Sir Patrick Stewart. Is he Sir Patrick Stewart? He's a guy, anyway. Patrick Stewart would say pissed. I can't imagine him saying pissed in the car. So it's going to be Chris Pines or other
Pine,
fellow...
Pine, not Pines.
Chris Pine. Chris Pine's my final answer.
Unfortunately, I lost the game and you win with Chris Pine.
Yeah! See, that's a young man's word.
Pissed?
Yeah,
I would have thought Patrick Stewart would be most likely to say pissed. He's like British.
What?
They're pissed about everything there. They take a piss on people and, like, you know, have a laugh.
Yeah, taking a piss, or if they get pissed.
The point is they're comfortable with the word piss.
Yeah, well.
The explicit tag is there for a reason. What?
I have a new game for you.
I love games.
A new game.
New game?
No. This game is called Who Said What?
Who Said What?
So I'm going to read...
Trippy, what?
Yes. I'm going to read three sentences
from...
This
sounds like a celebrity quote.
Yes, which celebrity? Very much is. Except... I guess it doesn't say, but they're not celebrities in this case. These are books, something you may know a little about. These are sentences from famous books, and these are somewhat.
Am I matching the sentence to the book?
Yeah, matching the sentence to the book. I'm going to read you three sentences, and then I'm going to read you the three books.
You're going to read the books?
I'm going to tell you the books.
Okay, you're going to read the titles of the books.
The titles of the books.
You're not going to read the books.
I've never read any of these books. I've never read a book.
But you wouldn't read this on... You wouldn't read three books on this podcast. That would take a lot of time. Don't. Okay.
Number one. I go to encounter for the millionth time the reality of experience and to forge in the smithy of my soul the uncreated conscience of my race.
Are these novels?
Yes. What'd you think?
I don't know. It sounded like... Okay, it sounded like nonfiction.
Okay. Number two. For what do we live but to make sports of our neighbors and laugh at them in our turn?
Hold on.
Oh, what? You already know this?
I know where you got this from.
Okay, but there's...
You got this from a recent thing about the best 10 sentences
yes.
in books. Because
yes.
I remember that line.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't remember what book it's from.
So you have an in, but it's not a true in. And the third one is, anger was washed away in the river along with any obligation.
Yes. I think that... Wasn't that the first one?
Okay, so those are the three sentences. I'm not going to read them again unless you ask me to. Here are the books. First book. Ernest Hemingway's A Farewell to Arms.
Right.
Number two, James Joyce, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man.
Yes.
And lastly, Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice.
Okay. You're going to have to read the second and third one again.
Okay, the second one was, For what do we live but to make sport for our neighbors and laugh at them in our turn?
And what's the three books again? Pride and Prejudice. What was it?
Farewell to Arms, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. So if you know these authors, you may have a little in. May get some help.
Okay. Hemingway is number two, is the second book.
I'm not gonna. What, you want me to tell you now? No, you gotta read
them
all. Oh,
you read the book titles. You didn't say the who.
What?
The second book is the portrait.
Oh, Ernest Hemingway's A Farewell to Arms.
Okay, Farewell to Arms.
James Joyce, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice.
Okay. I'm going to say... Okay, so now when you say... After you read it, I'm going to tell you... Okay, read the second one, the second quote.
Second quote. For what do we live but to make sport for our neighbors and laugh at them in our turn?
Okay, that is Pride and Prejudice.
Yes.
Oh, keep going. And then...
Anger was washed away in the river along...
That's Hemingway.
True that. You got him.
Yeah.
How'd you work that out?
Well, I think I remember, because that one was so interesting about the neighbor's follies or whatever, I think I remember that was Pride and Prejudice, because I read that article. Like, I read all 10 titles, all 10 quotes.
And then
I know Hemingway uses simpler sentences, so I went with a shorter one with easier words.
Yeah, that was the little hint. Yeah, I could see that I made this too easy. It wasn't easy.
I literally read the article that he breaks this off. Which had 10 titles and 10 books.
Yeah. I essentially chose the three shortest sentences, because some of them are pretty long. Shall we do our top... What do I call it? Fakey five.
Fakey five, 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 five.
I'll do mine first, because yours is going to be more interesting.
No. Mine is so bad, I'm going to do mine first right now.
Mine's terrible. You're going to hate it.
Okay.
So why don't we do it?
Okay, do it.
So that you get the hate out of the way... Get a little hate now.
Then I'll do a time to hate.
And then you'll feel better about yourself. So, recently they talked about how the In Toronto, it was revealed that the security for the Pan Am Games coming up next year...
Let me interrupt for a second.
Why?
One of my Earth Hour ones was... I couldn't do it. It was like, do you know how dark it was in Toronto? And you should say, how dark was it? And then I wanted to ask something about Rob Ford. But I couldn't think of something. Like, the first thing I thought was, like, it was so dark he couldn't find his crack pipe or something. But, like, I just had a... It was a good base start, but then
it was a good base, yeah.
Anyways, go on. So, yes, Pan Am Games. Is that coming next year?
That's next year, if you can believe it. So they have to have all that construction in River City and all that downtown has to be done for next year.
Okay, Pan Am Games is the one that no one cares about, right?
Pan Am Games is like Olympics Light.
Right, the one that the world doesn't even
know. It's essentially the Olympics, which is funny, but it's actually... not as popular.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
Will we know it's, when it's on?
Yeah, I assume so.
Traffic. All it means is traffic.
Well, here's the thing. So what I'm talking... In the news, it was revealed that the security alone for the Pan Am Games is going to be $200 million it's going to cost the city.
So that doesn't seem that bad.
Some people think it's a lot of money, especially since considering that's way over budget of what they allotted originally.
How much did they allot originally?
I don't know. I think it's like 100-something.
Like 180? Anyways, okay, go on. So there's going to be the Pan Am Games thing, but...
Okay, so this is about Olympic Game budgets. I'm going to read you the budgets of these Olympic Games. One of them... I'm going to tell you right now. One of them I doubled.
Oh, Lord.
And these are all the most recent ones, so they're not too old.
Okay, so Saki...
Sochi was $51 billion, which, if you paid attention, you may remember how much it actually
was. Is that $51 billion what? U.S. dollars?
These are all U.S. dollars.
Okay.
London was 2012, Summer Olympics, $15 billion. The 2010 Winter Olympics was $18 billion in Vancouver. 2008 Summer Olympics was $44 billion in Beijing. And the 2006 Winter Olympics in Torino, Italy, was $4.1 billion. Now,
Canada was doubled. Vancouver is my answer.
Let me just say this first. These numbers, unfortunately, it's kind of like, how do you say like how much was spent? Because...
Did I lose?
You were right.
Right?
Yeah, you got it right. It was actually $1.8 billion. It was really cheap. Well,
did you say you doubled it?
I did. I said I should have said I at least doubled it. I actually multiplied it by 10.
You order magnituded it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was easy.
I was just going to say, it's like...
I just read an article about the five last... No, I'm joking.
I was just going to say, it's really hard to judge like how much money was actually spent because it's complicated and they don't have all the numbers online. Like, the Wikipedia articles do say how much was spent, but what that expenditure number means is different for each of those Olympics.
Who cares? So, I won. That's really the whole point. So far, we're on a winning streak of every segment.
I won mine, too.
That's what I meant.
Did you fakey five me already?
No. But this is easy, I think.
All right.
I'm going to list five ingredients of Twinkies, four of which are real and one is not. Or one is not in Twinkies. Which is, I guess, the same thing.
Dust is not in Twinkies.
Number one, dust. No. Number one, sorbic acid.
Asorbic?
Number two...
Sorbic or asorbic?
Just sorbic.
Okay.
Number two,
You made this up.
Yep. Monosorolinium 15.
15, you say?
Number three, cellulose gum. Not comma, just cellulose gum, one thing. Number four, corn dextrin.
Okay.
And number five is diglyceride. I'll read them again. Sorbic acid, monosorolinium 15, cellulose gum, corn, dextrin, and diglyceride.
So cellulose gum, I'm wondering why they would need to put that into a Twinkie.
So you can put bubbles.
No, Twinkies aren't gummy. I'm drawn to that one, but I feel like the second one is just a dye. The first one was ascorbic acid, which I could see them putting in there. I'm going to say it's the last guy. What was the last guy?
Diglyceride.
Diglyceride. I'm going to say it's diglyceride.
I'm afraid that you're wrong.
Okay, what was it?
It was the one I completely made up. Mono, like I made up the word sorolenium, and that wasn't a fake stumble. Monosorolenium 15 is not in Twinkies. Sorolenium is something not even real. 15, I said because it was, the last ingredient is red 40.
Yeah, no, that's because a lot of colors have a number.
But, no, the yellow number 5 is the dye, but red 40, like, that was weird. Like, you don't think red in a Twinkie.
Probably yellow's too yellow.
But anyways, I thought of having a number just at the end.
Yeah, no, that threw me off the trail.
So the other four ones are in Twinkies, and the second one is not even an element in the universe.
Well, there you go. Now, do I get a Twinkie?
No.
Oh. Do you have a nerd alert or...
Yes.
What do we call it? Geeky hour?
Geek out, it's called. No. Elder Scrolls Online...
Elder Scrolls Online.
So...
For all your scrolling needs.
Grandpa. Who can get on the internet.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
So, Elder Scrolls. Yeah, so that's what I'm playing. It's a mammography, as I call them.
The oldest scrolls known to man.
None of these are funny.
Okay.
And you've left women out once again. So there's a series of games starting with Arena. Remember Arena? No. Then there was Daggerfall.
Then I don't remember Arena. I remember Daggerfall.
What was after that? Then Morrowind?
Morrowind was the really good one.
Then Oblivion.
Morrowind was like the big one, like the big jump.
Well, Daggerfall was huge map, but basically empty everywhere. Morrowind. I remember Morrowind.
I remember it really well.
Then Oblivion, then Skyrim, and now that gaming universe has gone online. What? So, I played a lot of mammographies.
Straight to your home.
Well,
over the web.
Work. So is it good? So first of all, I guess it officially launches on April 4th, 2014.
So what separates it from other mammographies?
There's something... Okay, there's like two sides of it to me. Number one, it's so much like, and I mentioned this before to you, but these people listening were not listening.
Well, then you don't need to say it.
It is... I have to say it again to you. It's...
No, you don't need to mention
exactly
the fact
like,
that you mentioned it to me
already.
It's
exactly like an Elder Scrolls game.
Okay.
It's almost as if it's not online, but somehow the NPCs like to jump a lot.
Right.
So there's like... It seems like there's a story and quests and the map... Everything is like Elder... Everything's like Skyrim, basically.
But when I watched you play a little bit of it, there's... You don't do any strategy. You just hit your skills, and then you kill the guy.
Well,
just
no,
like every other mammography.
Actually, but it's mammography. Like, it's a mammography. But in this one, actually...
But Elder Scrolls, the series, is an action RPG. You have to move. You have to, like,
aim. No, but
aim.
This one you do, too. That's why I was so ineffective fighting. Like, I mean, there's the powers. You can press the numbers 1 to 5. But you have to literally run around, jump, dodge, like, and there's no, like, normally in mammography, you don't just left-click to attack, like, each time you swing, your sword moves kind of thing. Like, that's not usual for the standard mammographies. They normally have...
Okay, but it looks to me
that you
play
attack, and then you
like
start pressing numbers like you're playing the piano.
But it looked to me like you're playing it like a piano game.
Yeah, because I don't know how to... I'm not good at video games. I can't fight in real time. Without dying very quickly. Or even in real life, without dying really quickly.
It is difficult to play piano.
But the thing is, there's something missing from the game. Like, there's a...
Nudity.
There's a draw. No, there's nudity. There's like a draw of wonder that, like, Guild Wars 2, like, can I say like anymore? A recent Mimography I played had all these new ideas and crazy fun things and, like, events and everything. And.
Well, one thing I noticed is that it seemed like there were almost no quests. In Skyrim, it's like, everywhere you go, they drop a bag of quests at your feet, and you're like, oh my god, there's so much stuff to do.
Well, I think I'm still in the tutorial. Like, I'm level 8. I think the little peninsula you start off on is like a giant tutorial when you get to level 10. So I'm still in that, and I was on a little island of the tutorial thing, so that's why there's not quests aplenty. Your quest tracker can store 25 quests at once. Like, that's a limit, so I think there's lots of quests to be had.
All right.
I was just finished. I think I did the last quest on Little Island, anyways.
So you said there were two points. Did you already talk about both? Or just the first?
No, I'm saying, in terms of if you like to play Elder Scrolls games, somehow they've made it online with other players. Like, it's very satisfying as an Elder Scrolls Skyrim-like game.
It's a worthy addition to the
compendium. Yeah, it's almost like it's just another, like, it's a next, you know, Skyrim. But in terms of innovative new MMORPG, which has, like, the latest new ideas and stuff, there's, like, it's just so standard, like, maybe I have to just play a little more before I can give a better. Maybe we're going to have a part two on our next podcast.
To be continued.
I haven't crafted one thing yet and stuff like that.
On an iPod near you.
You're doing this weird voice tonight, and it's not quite working. But here's something amazing. It hasn't officially launched, I guess. But I guess a lot of nerds who are into Skyrim,
nerd alert,
would have got the pre-order and started playing 5 days early. There has been no launch issues at all.
That is a real server nerdy downtime, thing to be
no like
about.
Queues to get in the server. It's been right away at 7 a.m. on Sunday when it launched. It was up. It was smooth. No lag. No problems. No bugs. No emergency patch. Everything has been extremely smooth, and that's great. And I wonder if on 4/4, the launch date, if it's going to be the same. But more on this next podcast.
I'm confused, though. Let's just backtrack. So it's not officially out there?
For people who pre-ordered, they get 5 days early access.
Oh, I see.
So this was day one of the early access.
Nice.
Nice.
Happy Earth Hour to you, sir.
What? Okay, is it a time to joke?
Yeah.
Hate or joke? Which we go with?
Well,
let's go from joke to hate. Because you're going to hate my joke.
Okay.
What's 6 inches long and starts with a P?
6 inches? I don't know.
For the average person.
White. What is it?
For the average white. A shit. Thank you, I'm here all week.
That is terrible.
That's why you laughed. You laughed for terrible.
I wonder if it would be funnier if it was a turd.
Yeah, it didn't have to be so explicit. I could have said a poo.
Yeah.
A poo
feels very
but a
childish.
Poo is very, but a shit is more like the event, and a poo is the product.
That's true.
Time to hate. So the world's biggest bookstore is closing. It's actually closed.
Technically closed? Yes, as of today. As of this weekend?
I think yesterday was the last day. Yeah. They extended it one day. So I don't hate that it's closed. I'm just going back to a previous time to hate. I hate that people are up in arms and crying and so sad about the loss for Toronto. It was a bookstore. And what I've had this time to hate in a previous episode. Okay.
That's you why did?
Everyone who took a day off work today because they closed the world. Well, I guess people who worked there took the day off. The people who are so upset and up in arms and depressed about the world's biggest bookstore closing, note that They did not close your memories of the world's biggest bookstore. They just closed the world's biggest bookstore. And if all you people are so sad actually went there and gave them business, then they probably wouldn't have to close the first place.
Well, that's not necessarily true. These could be the people who care the most could be the people who went the most.
I think everyone else went there the most.
Okay. But I'm saying could be true, but it could also be true that these people went there a lot and cared a lot.
But what they care...
So, I find it funny. I always find it funny that you get upset by this. Like, what do you care what other people are upset about? Why do you get upset by what they're upset about?
Because it makes it makes people watching that story sad for no reason.
So you get sad by that story?
I think the message is we should all be sad when I don't think we should all be sad. Why is that even... Okay,
so you don't like the...
Why do they play that?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's newsworthy. Some people, a lot of people probably don't even realize that world's biggest store is closed.
No, I think any sort of emotional thing is what sells on the news, right? Why is that guy crying? Oh my god, the bookstore closed? Should I be upset about that? Like,
well, I'm sure it's news because a lot of people don't realize
I don't have an explanation of why. You know how various things about people make you mad for reasons that don't make sense? Well, this is chalk one up for me on that.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm just trying to explain, like, the reason it's on the news is because it's news. It's like, this is an old institution that's been around. A lot of people know about it. A lot of people have been there. But not everyone necessarily knows that the bookstore is now closed. So that is news. That's the definition of, hey, did you know? That's the definition of news.
So couldn't they just... Anyways, how long are we at here? 41 minutes?
Ew. So that's what you hate? You hate the fact that other people care about something?
Yeah. Not care, but are upset. As if... Like, no. You know what this leads up to?
You realize how ironic that is. You're upset that other people are upset.
No, because they... There's a real thing to this.
Is there?
They say, no, that's a national landmark, and we can't close it down or something. So instead of putting in new business and getting new revenue, we have to somehow save it and then, like,
are they putting new business in?
What? Yeah, they're going to put in 5 restaurants or something.
Are they?
Like a restaurant block. You like food.
I do. But not all food.
That's when I think it's bad. And somehow, like, the city has to lose money somehow because some old man used to buy magazines there.
You're just picturing the type of people who went there when that's not necessarily the case.
Okay, an old woman, whatever.
Why does it have to be old people?
Actually, the people we interviewed were not old. They were like 20s, 30s.
I just don't know why you get so upset that they care about something that they like.
I just do.
Okay. That's fine. You sound like the old man in this case, though. I will say that.
Why do you say that?
Because you're, like, angry at...
Because I'm angry about something that shouldn't be angry about? Like old people are?
Well, it's like you're angry at them because they're angry at something... Or you're upset at them for them being upset at something. But it's like, that's so...
Old?
That's hypocritical.
Do you have anything that people do that make you mad for that you really shouldn't, but it just does? Or are you immune to that?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm immune or not, but if I can catch myself, I would talk myself out of it.
So I just need to be talked out of it? Wow, this this is not about our audience anymore. This is just about us sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay. You said time to hate was going to lead to what?
A time to love. No, that was it. That was my joke, a time to hate. Do you have a new word or phrase?
I was going to do a nerd alert. I don't have a new word or phrase, though, I'm afraid.
I do. This is just quick. It's actually...
You can do 3 segments in a row.
Yeah, and maybe 4. It's actually a coworker of mine who kind of came up with this word or phrase. Because he went to Thailand, and when he came back, he thought maybe he had a parasite.
From the water?
Yeah, or something. The water. So, he gave it a name, I guess, and it was a fun name. If you go to Thailand or some foreign country and come back with stomach issues and maybe have a parasite, you should call it Mr. Gobbles. The name of the parasite is Mr. Gobbles.
Because it was eating the things he was eating?
I think it just gobbles what you're eating, and that's how it gets better and longer. And
how would he know that he had it?
He took antibiotics. He went to the doctor, had some symptoms that are often related to it.
Very personal, I suppose, in danger.
His specific case doesn't matter. Its point is, if you parasites in you, should call this for fun Mr. Gobbles.
How do you know it's a guy?
I knew you were going to ask that. Okay, so you want to take over my rant of different segments?
Well, I was going to talk about my... I was just going to nerd alert it up.
Okay, so why
But it's not a fun nerd alert.
Well, so to most of the people listen, nerd alert is not fun.
This one is about Facebook buying Oculus Rift. Did you hear about that? I assume you did.
I did. Whatever happened to the Optimus Prime keyboard?
I don't know what that is.
The keyboard where every button is a little LCD, color LCD screen, so it can be...
Why is it called the Optimus Prime keyboard?
Because it was $1,100.
What does that have to do with Optimus Prime? Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Okay.
It just reminds me, every time I see Oculus Rift, I think of Optimus Prime.
The words Oculus Rift reminds you of the word Optimus Prime?
Do you not see a similarity with syllables, letters?
I see a few syllables. The first letters, it's two words. It's the worst Wheel of Fortune mix-up ever.
Did you see new baby buggies?
No, what is that?
It was a bonus round on Wheel of Fortune about 2 weeks ago where all they had was N-E, and then, like, blank, 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 blank.
Yeah.
And then they have 10 seconds to answer, and they said, new baby bumper, baby buggies.
And was it new baby buggies? Wow.
It was crazy. They were like, it was like, it's like, on CNN, I think it's still, like, craziest lucky guess Wheel of Fortune.
Here's a question from me to you. Do they repeat themselves on Wheel of Fortune? They must. How do they...
I don't know.
Interesting. Anyway, I think...
Oculus Rift, yes.
Oculus Rift. It's like a... Isn't it a curious move? Like, you can understand why Facebook would buy WhatsApp, which maybe you heard about.
WhatsApp!
What's happening? That was a good show with...
J.J. Winters?
No, what's his name? Gary Coleman?
What?
No, what show am I thinking about? That's Different Strokes. Wasn't there What's Happening?
Yeah. With J.J. Winters.
Oh, yes. I know it's Walker, that was J.J. Winters, yeah.
It's Walker.
J.J. Walker?
Yes.
Oh, it was a W.
Or was that Good Times?
Oculus Rift. So... Yeah, this is kind of interesting. Like, why would Facebook be buying, like, hardware... Like a hardware company.
Weren't you saying that this is a depressing nerd lurk or something?
This is a very depressing nerd alert. Because it's like, Oculus Rift is a fun toy that we thought, it would be like a revolution in video gaming. That you could have like, you know, those super hyper-realistic environments.
So you're mad that Facebook bought Oculus Rift?
Well, I think it's kind of depressing.
This is like being mad at people who are upset about the world's biggest bookstore closing.
I'm not...
Talk yourself out of this.
I'm not mad. I think it's interesting. Slightly depressing.
What are you doing on your phone right now?
It's the alarm's going to go off again, and I'm just trying to disable it. But
that's a lot of buttons.
A lot of pop-ups keep coming up. Because I was on a different app. Okay.
Were you in WhatsApp?
Was I in what?
WhatsApp!
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, Oculus Rift, it could have been used for all kinds of things. Like, it doesn't have to be video games. It could have been used
in,
like...
Well, what has Oculus Rift done on their own for the last 5 years?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, they had their Kickstarter, and they're in development, I guess.
Kickstarter? Weren't they a thing 5-plus years ago?
Yeah.
Haven't, like, nothing happened? Like, they've basically... they've been...
Well, they have all this money, and they're developing. I don't know.
But it's been so long. Like, I think they've blown it.
But it's not like a company that has lots of money to throw around easily.
They collect a lot of money.
They did collect a lot of money, but that goes into R&D and like figuring out what to do. Anyway, that's beside the point. They may have been sitting on their hands. I doubt it.
I don't.
I mean, they probably were tweaking this technology to be like, here's something that's worthwhile, and
we
can get the price point down.
Things to people like by a certain date. Did you say it was Kickstarter?
It was Kickstarter, yeah.
So do they say we should have something that you're going to get soon, and then they?
Well, people have gotten their Oculus Rifts.
Oh, how come no one has one?
People do have them. I've seen it.
Where have you seen what? Do you know anyone who has one?
Video game expos, yeah.
Who do you know that has one?
I don't know the guy who.
So you don't know anyone personally who has one. I don't know anyone personally who has one.
People have them, though. I know they're out there.
But you can't
just
go to the store and buy one.
If I bothered to line up in line, I could have tried it. But anyway, that's not beside the point.
They were bought for $2 billion.
Yeah, I know.
So who's the loser here? Why are you mad?
No. I'm not mad. I find it interesting. And
no, you said it was like a negative, sad story.
It's a negative, sad story because why does Facebook want it? Why is Facebook taking this thing that
why
could have been a fun toy?
Facebook, like, they have their reasons. What do you think? They like didn't think this through?
Well, I mean, here's the other aspect of it. Like, why would Facebook want it? Maybe they, you know, what's Facebook trying to do?
They have their reasons, I'm sure.
I'm explaining what their reasons are. They're a company that sells ad space, right? They have users, and they know they can... Their actual users are advertisers who they can feed adverts to their, I guess, subscription base or user base. But why would you want an Oculus Rift?
Okay, so what's the answer?
Because that's a great way to sell more ads to people. To give people the Oculus Rift and then send you ads that you can't escape from.
You can't take the Oculus Rift off?
You could probably take it off, but then you'd be exiting the Rift experience. Like, it could be like, here's a great game, but there's going to be ads playing while you play. Or you could participate in this Facebook
event. Do you already have games
with
ads now in regular D?
Right, but Facebook doesn't have a monopoly on it.
Does Facebook think that people are going to be using Facebook with this giant virtual reality headset?
No, that's the question. I'm not sure how that's going to happen.
Okay. I want $2 billion.
All you can focus on is on the money.
Yeah, pretty much. And my chicks for free.
You know what's really funny is that this Oculus Rift, if you think about it, it was kickstarted by people, right? Just by Joe's on the street saying, oh man, that's such a cool technology. And then it became a full company and everyone got the Oculus Rifts. Now it's mature and now all of a sudden it's been bought by some big company, Facebook. And those guys essentially invested in something that might not actually give them the thing they want. It might not turn into a Oculus Rift. Maybe Facebook will run into the ground.
But did you just say that the people who funded it got their Oculus Rifts?
Yes. But that's not the whole point of funding it. The point of funding a Kickstarter is not to get the reward. The whole point is to have, I want to see that thing in the marketplace.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I want that company to do well.
Most technology things is you want that. You like the idea of the thing, so you fund it, and then usually the thing is the reward.
Not necessarily.
Often it is, isn't it? So
often
is there any tech gadget that you can fund but you don't get one? Like what's? I can't think of any possible example. Is there like a pen?
No, but people could fund and knock an Oculus Rift. It was like, you had to invest like $200, $300 before you even got any hardware.
But the typical...
So you could be giving just like
$20
or $50.
Is you fund it and then you get one. Like, that's the model.
Wow.
There's cheapos, like for a dollar, will have their name on the thank you list, a card that's going to be sent around or something. But I mean, the majority of people are doing it to get it because they want one. So, in terms of Oculus Rift, X number of people ordered one to get one, and then they all got them? Did they get them?
I assume they did.
Well, I guess something had to be done for a $2 billion price tag. But you were saying that the people who invested didn't, because Facebook bought them, are not getting what they
want. I'm just saying for everyone collectively, including, okay, the investors, I guess, who didn't get an Oculus Rift, they, who knows what will happen.
Do you not like Facebook?
I just find it funny that Facebook took this
like
Oculus
funny
Rift.
Or interesting.
Like, why would Facebook buy hardware?
Okay,
that'd be now, like. Do if, you think if they Facebook bought? You know,
do you think they did it like a impulse buy? Because
no, I just think it's interesting. This is Facebook's first foray into hardware. It'd be like Microsoft foraying into
lingerie,
yeah, or music players.
Like Zune?
What's that?
The Microsoft Music Player?
That doesn't exist.
You're making a joke now, right?
Yes. But we all know how that turned out.
Wait, was it really a Zune, or am I imagining that?
there was for like 3 years.
Well, I guess when they called it Zune, they said, like, we're not even going to try to compete.
Zune you later.
What?
That's all I got.
That's awkward.
Anyway... That's my little note.
Okay, so we're at 55 minutes. Where does the time go?
Into hate, apparently.
Okay. Dangerous wager.
Oh. That's very dangerous at this time and hour.
Are you familiar with Albert Einstein?
Familiar? Yeah.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to have 6 seconds to answer.
Oh, gosh. I hate these timed ones.
And if you get it right exactly, I'll give you $1 million.
And what does that have to do with Albert Einstein?
When I finish speaking, you're going to have 6 seconds. And
I don't want
go.
You counting out loud. You got to just
I'll
let
do
it go.
Silently. Tell me what the product of the year Albert Einstein was born... And the year Albert Einstein died, so year of birth times year of death, and you now can begin.
Why do you do these math questions? I'm never going to get it.
What's the answer?
3,672,412,2.
Are you serious?
I'm just guessing.
That was pretty close. Because you said 3,712?
Yeah.
It's actually 3,665,625.
I should have just tried some real numbers.
I almost was going to say within 10%. That was, like, amazingly close. Wow.
Well, it was just, like, 2,000 times 2,000, and then I just...
Do you think he died a few years ago?
Well, no. It's, like, 19-something times 19-something.
He wasn't born in the 1900s.
It wasn't?
He was born in 1879.
Mm.
1879 times 1955.
What do I think it was?
But your number was higher than, like... Oh, wait, that's right. Okay, so no million for you. Let's just end this crap, eh? Do you have a would you rather?
I do, but it's dumb.
So is mine. Let's do another. No, let's not try... We should
let's
go
do
that
it.
One. Oh, God.
Would you rather, David, have your... face on your head, but on the other side.
Okay.
So actually, no, let's not say that. Let's just say your head is turned around. Let's say your head's turned
okay,
around.
Okay, yeah.
So it's essentially the
it's
same thing.
It's rotated 180 right? degrees.
Yeah, yeah. So that's your natural state. You can't, like, whatever your mobility would is now, but it's just the other 180
degrees.
So I can
kind of look in front of me.
Yeah, kind of look.
Okay.
Or you have an extra leg.
This is so weird. Mine is very similar. And I was almost thinking of an extra leg. Yeah, extra leg.
Okay.
Some people say I have a third leg, if you know what I mean. But that's an easy one.
I said extra leg. I didn't say third. What?
That's an easy one. Like, a third leg... I could be like an Olympic athlete or something. Who knows what kind of advantage?
It's not an advantage.
Why
is it
not an advantage? What about a three-leg
It's going to be
leg?
Hanging out from one side, and it's not like between your legs. It's
well,
hanging
why is it
out.
Not? Some sort of deformity?
No, it's on one side. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
there's
I can
no
only,
space between your legs
lead
and your third
more.
Leg. Like, what's going to happen with all the plumbing
down there.
What do you mean? If it's just sticking out.
It's sticking out. It's going to stick.
But everything else is plumbed up. How's that?
You're right.
If it was in the middle,
I should have made it more difficult. The third leg should have
been. Well, maybe mine's going to be simple, too.
Okay.
Han, would you rather have a grid of 49 nipples on your chest? So, like, 7 by 7.
Functional?
Or.
Wait, so, like, real nipples?
Yeah.
Not implanted, but, like.
Actual additional nipples.
So they're equally sensitive.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Or 2-inch long dangling earlobes, like extra 2 inches of earlobe that just hangs there and flops about.
Earlobes, thanks.
Okay. Fair enough. So I have what? I have an extra leg and you have extra long earlobes.
The nipples thing obviously is a small disadvantage, and most of the time it'd be hidden. Like,
yeah, that's the thing. Like, one, you wouldn't even know. No one could tell.
But
it'd be hard to explain when you are.
It would be super gross to look at. I guess
don't even think about going
really
swimming.
Gross. But yeah, I don't know.
Some people have that, like by choice, right? They have like a. They used to have a weird giant ear thing. But I think it just looks dumb. Sorry, weird ear people. Okay, so now can we end the show?
By the way, April Fools,
it's now midnight.
Do you have a parting thought?
Do you?
I do.
I have a parting thought. My parting thought is, if you don't have an actual parting thought, don't just make one up.
That was mine. My parting thought is, avoid using loaded and prejudicial words in your criticisms.
Oh, God. What a fucking Korean.
If your opponent resorts to emotionally laden terms and sensationalism, one should avoid stooping to their level.
Hold on. Are you reading from the Bible or something?
Yeah. It's the Bible. It's the Bible of skepticism, which you should know.
Your parting thought isn't your own thought, right? It's probably never been.
Well, in the past, they were my words, but these are very much borrowed from
someone.
Yes,
okay. Mine was also borrowed from Dave from the Dave and Han Show, our sponsor. Did I just call you a bad word with Korea involved?
I don't know. I didn't listen.
Cut that out when you're editing.
No.
No, I was making a joke. See, I did the opposite of what you said don't do.
Oh, well, we could have I realized we didn't do how tweet is, but we could have talked about Stephen Colbert.
What?
He had a controversial tweet. Caused a small Twitter storm.
There's a lot we could have done in this podcast.
Yeah,
we could have entertained our listeners. We could have made them laugh.
We could have.
We could have given them a reason to look for episode 36. But no. We'll just make poopy jokes. And on that note, adios, muchachos.